Hey, welcome into a Thursday edition of the Frank Beckman Show, everybody. The spot where we keep you the best informed audience in all of radio. So much to talk about today. Dick, yesterday we couldn't get to some of those studies we were talking about, but we will today, I promise you. And a few others, too, because we always... No. I mean, what I file, I have great concern for the Western Bluebird. And, I mean, if the Western Bluebird has PTSD because of the low whine of machinery near her nest, I'm concerned about that. PTSD, yes. Yes, the Western Bluebird has PTSD now. You can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. Hey, you know what immigration did, what ICE did yesterday, right? They targeted 98 7-Eleven stores across the country. And now think about this. This is a national raid across the country, Dick. And in 17 states, total of 17 states, including Michigan, where four 7-Eleven stores in Metro Detroit were targeted, they arrested, are you ready? 21 people. There was one arrest in Detroit, or in the Detroit area, apparently. And what is going on? Why 7-Eleven? We're going to try to find out from a very well-known immigration attorney at Butts Along, Reggie Passas, who's been with us before and is on the other end of our line. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm worried about my Slurpees, but...
yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? We're sweeping the entire country of 7-Eleven stores in 17 states, and we arrested all of 21 people? What is this all about?
Well, I will tell you that, I mean, I can't, well, I'll try and give you my own opinion of ICE's actions. They try to engage in enforcement actions, whether it's 7-Elevens or automotive factories or just basically any employer or business where they suspect that there may be some undocumented, unauthorized workers there. 7-Elevens, I mean, you know, 7-Elevens, restaurants, they, you know, there's a good source of unskilled but very valued employment there, and that tends to attract people who, you know, who don't have skills but can, you know, are willing to work and pursue employment. So, you know, one of the things that that triggers this is that every employer is obligated to complete a form I-9. It's an employer verification form, and this form requires that the prospective employee show documents that they're A, they are who they say they are, and B, that they're able to work in the United States legally. Now, some employers, the form is deceptively easy to complete. And I say deceptively easy because you would think that those are easy things to look at, but then you get into the meat and potatoes of documents. For instance, yeah, sure, a driver's license tells me who you are, but a lot of people mistakenly believe that also tells you that you're able to work in the United States. Well, all a driver's license does is tell you you're eligible to drive in the state that you're licensed to drive in. It doesn't tell you that you're eligible to work. So then the other document that usually goes along with a driver's license is a Social Security card. And so people take the Social Security card, but they forget to read the fine print. They see the Social Security number on there, but sometimes it says unable to work without DHS or INS, depending on how old it is, work authorization. So that's kind of what's going on. You know, I've handled I-9 investigations before on the defense side in terms of representing the employers. And usually what happens is ICE tends to, you know, first they ask for documents about, they ask for the I-9 documents and then they review them and check them out. And then if they find that there's a higher number of people that they believe that are unauthorized in the country because it's not matching their records, which is what the employer has, they will go in and pursue an enforcement action or a raid, as it's more commonly known. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what's going on. You know, they do this not only with 7-Elevens. I guess 7-Elevens just happens to be the unfortunate target in this situation, but they do this with any employer in the U.S.
And that's the thing, Reggie, is I'm just surprised that they would go after this one, I mean, 7-Eleven chains of stores in the United States. We're always told that these immigrants that come over illegally look for work that Americans won't do, which is generally harder labor in the fields, farm work, that sort of thing. Why wouldn't they go there for the crackdown?
Well, usually the farm work and stuff, The farm work, most of those workers are what we call H-2Bs, seasonal workers, and they are authorized to work in the United States because the employer took steps to sponsor them. Now, there are those that are not able to get through because of the backlogs with respect to the legal immigration process. So they're forced, in order to meet their customers' demands, have to go to the illegal workforce. I do know that there have been enforcement actions on the western side of Michigan in the past few years. Similar to this, it did make some headlines, but obviously because 7-Eleven is a high profile, everybody goes to get a 7-Eleven to get a Big Gulp at some point. So that's a very high profile thing. So they're going after, I guess, 7-Eleven in this situation, technically they could go after anybody. And they have gone after the farm worker people. It's just when they go after the farm worker or the farms and stuff, most of them in an I-9 investigation produce a lot of H-2B legal documents that allow people to work. And then there are some that just don't. So, and then, every once in a while those are reported, but those are more regionally known versus nationally known.
All right, Reggie, hang with me. I got to take a quick break. I want to come back, talk more about this with Reggie Passes. He's an immigration attorney at Butzel Long here in Detroit after ICE swept through 7-Elevens across the country and made 21 arrests, including one here in Metro Detroit. All right, once again, 50 degrees outside. Bad idea to go ice fishing on your snowmobile, okay, on any of the waterways. The Coast Guard, God bless those people for what they did. They were up in Saginaw Bay till 4 in the morning rescuing somebody in the fog who couldn't get back to shore, apparently, till 4 in the morning. So, I don't know. At any rate, let's get back to our guest, Reggie Passes, the immigration attorney at Butzel Long, over this ICE sweep of 7-Eleven stores in 17 different states. They arrested 21 people, one here in Michigan at one of the four 7-Eleven stores that they swept in our area. And Reggie, what I'm wondering is ICE just sending a message to other employers around the country that, hey, we're watching you, we're looking for this. If we hear rumors that you're hiring illegals, we're coming after you. Is that what it's all about?
Well, Frank, that's a very good point. I mean, ICE is I don't think ICE is ICE would agree with you 100%. In fact, I've dealt with ICE officers. They have been very clear that they want people to be aware. They do have actually a liaison program where they try and meet with employers and talk with employers about the I-9 program that I just talked about in the previous segment, so people know what to look for in terms of documents, what they're looking for in terms of when they start the enforcement actions and stuff. So they are sending a message. In fact, quite truthfully, I mean, you see how quick this hit the news media once the 7-Elevens were hit. I suspect, and I haven't checked this morning, but anytime ICE does an enforcement action or they succeed in a significant fine and possible criminal action against certain members of an employer, they post that on their website, which is USICE.gov. They post that on their website so that they make sure that employers know that they are out there looking. In fact, one ICE official has told me that even if during the course of regular business they come across anyone, that they find that they're out of status, they will start an enforcement action against them and place them in removal proceedings. And what that means is that they get a hearing eventually before a judge to determine their immigration situation in the United States. But yes, they are. I believe they are sending a message, and I think they would openly say that they are sending a message.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other part of this is you look back a couple of years. Homeland Security did an investigation of 7-Eleven franchises, and in those cases, as reported by the Detroit News, 9 franchise owners and managers were arrested for charges from committing wire fraud down to harboring undocumented workers at their stores. So.
That's correct. I mean, they're not going to hold back. I mean, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. And quite truthfully, too, another point that I should make to you, Frank, is that this transcends politics. I mean, the Bush administration did these actions, the Obama administration did these actions, and the Trump administration did these actions. So they are active. I mean, their mission is to enforce the immigration laws of the United States, and especially if it comes to employment authorization, they're going to do it. So, one of the biggest things that I have in terms of trying to convince an employer that we should look at, you know, when a new client comes along and we should look at your I-9 documents, is they're always thinking about how do I bring in the person legally in the United States? What kind of immigration classification can I sponsor them? I equally remind them that, you know, we also should look at your I-9 forms just to make sure everything's okay. So if you are investigated, everything's okay from your end. So that way, as an employer, you are not criminally or civilly, in terms of fines, liable for any mistakes on those forms. And, you know, while it is a priority for employers to do that, sometimes the priority of trying to bring in the foreign national worker legally takes precedent. But even if you do not have any foreign national employers in your employment workforce, it is very important that people maintain those I-9 documents and those files properly in the event that ICE decides to pay a visit.
Reggie, how difficult is it for an employer to get somebody over here? Let's say they have a lead on an employee in Mexico or Honduras, Guatemala, whatever, and they want to bring them here legally. What's the difficulty they face in trying to bring them here? Is it that hard?
Oh, my gosh, Frank, how much time do we have? It is extremely difficult. Our immigration law, the last serious immigration reform in terms of immigration law was 1990. And what I tell people is, imagine working on a computer from 1990 in today's world. I mean, the computer would be slow as heck, right? Well, it's the same deal with the immigration laws. I mean, I think part of the reason why we have a lot of illegal immigration activity is because that our immigration laws do need to be upgraded to reflect the modern work, mobile global workforce we have now, you know, in current times. Otherwise, we end up being slow in terms of competing for foreign talent, slow in terms of bringing people here in the United States, which then exacerbates the need for them to enter in the United States illegally because they think it's quicker, faster, cheaper, etc. It is very difficult to do that. I mean, I have some clients who have employees that have green card cases. Green card cases. These people have been working here legally, and they have green cards. They've been pending for over 15 years, some of them.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And they are here legally. I mean, again, to get into the details and meat and potatoes of why some of those cases are pending so long, then we'd have to take more time for the segment. Maybe that's another show. But I'd be happy if we have the time to start going into it.
Well, I'm sure we will with this issue coming to the forefront now, and Congress talking about DACA and all these other things. You know, there's a whole lot more to talk about, and I think we should reconvene at another point to do that because it's a fascinating topic. And you look at the history of immigration. We don't have time to go into this either. Maybe we'll save this for next time in detail. But through 1925, we were allowing about 1 million people per year into the country legally, and then we shut it down for 40 years to 200,000 per year, which was supposed to be, the American people thought, temporary, I guess. And in 65, the rules changed again, and we allowed more people in. So that's the battle that's been fought for years and years. How many is the right number? So.
All right.
We'll tackle that next time, Reggie. We really appreciate the time this morning, and we'll just see how it all turns out. But it sounds like it's a message being sent to a lot of other people out there. We're looking at you, and ICE has now served notice through the 7-Eleven raids.
No problem. Take care, Frank.
Thank you, Reg. Talk to you later. Reggie Passes from Butts Along.